A PDF of additional material accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Tomorrow Mind, Thriving at Work with Resilience, Creativity, and Connection, Now and in an Uncertain Future, by Gabriella Rosen Kellerman and Martin Seligman. Read by Sean Patrick Hopkins with Gabriella Rosen Kellerman.
Introduction. Long before he became, quote, the human error, before computers had even entered the picture, Plan A for Graham Payne was the Army. Graham grew up middle class in Christchurch, New Zealand in the 1970s, the oldest of three. As a boy, he'd relished structured activities that required him to master new skills. Rugby, an early passion, remains a pillar of family activity for Graham and his own sons today. In high school, Graham joined the Army Cadets, where he quickly rose up the ranks, his discipline drawing the admiration of peers. He also nurtured a love for tinkering and building. When Ferrymead, a local historic park, received the gift of a massive anti-aircraft gun, he recruited friends to help restore it. The gleaming gun complete, Graham used the effort's success to launch the founding of a military museum. Not every idea met with success. A renegade foray into bagpiping ended swiftly. Graham's father was an accountant, and so it was unsurprising when Graham demonstrated a propensity for numbers. Thinking back, he recalls that it wasn't the math that interested him most about accounting. It was the learning. Every audit process began with discovery, the need to quickly and thoroughly understand the inner workings of a business, the flow of activities, the systems of production. Only then could you get down to numbers. Deep learning was what he loved and took to naturally. The spreadsheets he didn't mind. For years, Graham had planned to enlist after high school. Right before he left, however, he caught wind of a university scholarship offered by the accounting firm Arthur Young, known today as Ernst & Young. On a whim, he applied and won. He accepted the scholarship while joining the Army Reserves to earn his basic training units. "I've always embraced change," he says, reflecting on this formative, sudden pivot. "What the heck? What have you got?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?